From what I can gather, it is typical to take up smoking in one's teens or 20s, cultivate the habit for a decade or two, then see the light and quit. And then, for the rest of your life, tell everyone who will listen not to ever start. I'm doing pretty much the opposite. Having avoided smoking even a single cigarette for my entire life, I last year, at age 48, decided to see what all the fuss was about. So, on a road trip from Wisconsin to Colorado, I bought a pack of Marlboro Reds and set about learning how to smoke. My first goal was to finish an entire cigarette in one session, and that took a while. My second goal was to actually enjoy it, and that was even harder. Really, it's surprisingly difficult to start smoking in midlife. But I persevered, and did eventually learn to enjoy smoking, and even to do it with style. Indeed, I suppose I am now addicted to cigarettes. I have been smoking two a day, or okay, sometimes three, for about a year now. I am not exactly proud to be a smoker, and it makes me feel hypocritical. My son smokes, for example, and I wish he wouldn't. But on the other hand, I do like it, and I think the pleasures of smoking are too little noted in our pleasure-repressing culture. The smell of tobacco is pleasant. The intoxicating head rush is both calming and stimulating. It's fun to hang out and smoke with the cool kids. And all the little manual and oral mannerisms that go along with smoking, the flick and the puff, the long drags and the blowing of smoke rings, are quite enjoyable. I'm not here today to convince anyone to take up smoking. It's just something I've been thinking about. And as I began to write on the topic, I found it interesting that I was a little afraid to do so. The current narrative, enforced in popular culture, is that smoking is irredeemably nasty, deadly, and addictive. And coming out as a not unhappy smoker is likely to be one of the least popular radio essays I ever record, right up there with my endorsement of MSG and my admission that I don't recycle. Still, as with all issues, smoking tobacco is more complex than government-funded propaganda will ever admit. Along with the flood of information about smoking's health risks, there should also be frank acknowledgement of its pleasures and its incredible power over our species. The cult of tobacco, after all, predates Christianity by more than 1,000 years, and will probably outlive all the world's current nations and governments. So I guess my purpose today is to insert one true thing into the public conversation about tobacco, and that is, I, personally, rather like it. And also, I figured I'd better record this essay about smoking soon, before I too see the light and quit. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.